Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We'll go ahead and get started. I'm Mike Deering, the Executive Vice President of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. I'm a little intimidated having a bunch of politicians behind me, but that happens. We appreciate you being here to start the conversation on one of the biggest issues that faces American agriculture and agriculture in Missouri, and that's the aging farmer and the shortage of beginning farmers and ranchers wanting to step up and take their place in production agriculture. We're pleased to have leaders in the back here from MFA Incorporated, Missouri Corn Growers Association, Missouri Dairy Association, Missouri Farm Bureau Federation, Missouri Pork Producers, Missouri Soybean Association, and others as well. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody. The Missouri Cattlemen's were a grassroots organization. Every policy that we have comes from the bottom up. And this issue got started by a young man who his dream was to be a farmer, by a young man who called me and said, I want to do something about this. He called his extension agent, and then their extension agent called me. And long story short, we ended up in a car for about 8 hours driving to Ames, Iowa to look at their beginning farmer center, to look at the initiatives that Iowa does to enable and empower young farmers and ranchers. So with that said, I want to introduce Mr. Ryan Messner. His last name is spelled M-E-S-S-N-E-R. He is from Stanbury, Missouri, and his lifelong goal is to be a family farmer. Ryan?
Growing up as a multi-generational family farmer in Northwest Missouri, I learned at an early age a passion for production agriculture. As a child, I spent many hours riding on a 4320 John Deere tractor as my father pulled a 10-row planter across the fertile bottoms of Northwest Missouri. Spending day and night in the farrowing house when it was time for baby pigs to arrive, spending the wee hours of night pulling baby calves to know that one day my hard work would pay off. As I grew older, I knew I wanted to become a farmer myself, but I knew that I would have to put everything into what I did, a dream. I worked day and night until my hands bled and my back hurt, but didn't stop there. You see, my parents, they taught me to fight for my dreams, to fight for what I believed in, no matter what. Although I worked hard for what I believed in, at times it seemed as if it didn't matter. When I would try to rent land, I couldn't compete with the farmers that were farming nearly 30,000 acres in my county, or give $300 to $400 an acre cash rent. So I started looking to possibly move from Missouri, just so I could do what I loved and lead that life. I knew that although some of you may think that pulling a calf at 2 in the morning or spending all night in the farrowing house may not sound like much of a way of life, it was all I knew and what I loved. I found that Iowa had a program that they called the Beginning Farmer Program and a whole center that concentrated on beginning farmers. As I did more research, I learned that other states had these programs. I applied for the Land Link program in Iowa. As I applied, I wondered why Missouri didn't have a program like this. Although Missouri has many programs, but one program that lets beginning farmers buy farms and only lay 5% down, but that didn't begin the problem. To find the farmland that wasn't outrageously priced was nearly impossible. Today, you have the opportunity to help young farmers like me make our dreams come true and ensure that we have future farmers and ranchers to provide food for the growing global population. Farming is a business, also a way of life, that 7 generations of my family have passed from one generation to the next, and that one day I hope that I can pass to my children and grandchildren this passion for production agriculture. I am the future of American agriculture. I will produce your food and will work to continue being a vibrant part of this state's economy. Representative Hoskins and Senator Mudslinger have a plan to transform my dream into reality.
Thanks, Ryan. This concept was then taken to 2 legislators who know firsthand what agriculture means to this state, two elected leaders that work daily to ensure that agriculture continues to be the driving force of this state's economy. Please welcome Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman, Senator Brian Munslinger, who will be first, followed by Speaker Pro Tem, Representative Denny Hoskins. Senator.
Thank you, Mike. Well, agriculture is the single most important sector in Missouri state's economy. Missouri farmers and ranchers for decades have been providing food, fuel, and fiber for not only Missourians, not only Americans, but for people around the world. While our importance continues to grow, our numbers are diminishing. If we do not give ample opportunities to the next generation of farmers and ranchers to enter into production agriculture, the entire state will suffer the consequences. Missouri, with this idea, we must be proactive in addressing this issue. It's important not only to protect our agriculture production industry, but to continue to grow Missouri's number one industry. While our economy has struggled over the last few years, it could have been much worse if it had not been for our agriculture in the state of Missouri. Money earned and spent in agriculture is turned over an average of 7 times in a local community, which creates an influx of available resources to be used to hire employees, buy goods, and pay for other services outside of agriculture as well. As the agriculture industry grows and thrives, other areas in our state's economy naturally flow and follow, benefiting from all of Missouri. You know, this is actually an issue that I've looked at for the past several years. Especially when the average age of the Missouri farmer has increased to my age, or I have attained that age. And I will say that it's time to be proactive on this issue. As far as age and the increase of there, I can say that there are days when I feel every ache and pain of that. My generation and those before it have made Missouri's agriculture a point of pride. But now it's our job to work together to take real action to bring our young people and the beginners into this industry so that they may provide for their next generation. That's one thing we've always strived to do as farmers, is to be the best we can, and we all try to pass it on to our next generation. Sometimes maybe not family members, but those beginning behind us. Currently, we have a limited number of tools in that toolbox that we can use here in Missouri. And I know that Iowa has had a program for a few years, but this legislation hopefully will be just one more tool that we can put in that toolbox to help beginning farmers achieve the success of being a productive agricultural producer in Missouri. Thank you.
I find it a little funny that the senator, Senator Munslinger, is the average age of a farmer, but I'll keep my thoughts to myself. There are significant barriers to starting a farm in the U.S., including access to credit and affordable land. It is our hope that the Missouri New Farmers Act will help reduce those barriers and bring a successful generation of new farmers into production agriculture. It is critical that we start a conversation that will not only work to preserve the rural nature of our state, but also maintain Missouri farmers' ability to feed the world. One Missouri farmer feeds you and 153 other people. We must continue to have a safe, reliable, and robust domestic food supply. I applaud Ryan Messner and the Missouri Cattlemen's Association for bringing this issue to us, and I look forward to seeing these ideas become a reality in providing growth and opportunity for those looking to take up farming and facilitate their entrance into the field. Thank you.
The financial side of Senate Bill 177 and House Bill 387 known as the Missouri New Farmers Act, was brought to us by Dr. Scott Brown of the University of Missouri, who will speak here briefly.
Thanks very much, Mike. It's good to be here for just a few minutes and talk a little bit about what we have. I will say, having been at the University of Missouri for over 25 years now, this is one of the issues that always has come to the forefront, whether you look here in Jefferson City or the rest of the United States, is what do we do about the average age of farmers in this country? Having the opportunity now to look at economic incentives available to help that transition to younger farmers in Missouri, I think will potentially lead to us in Missouri setting the stage for a lot of other states to follow. This is an issue that, again, has come up many times over my lifetime already of how do we make that transition happen. You know, I go one step further, and often it's you have a young farmer coming up to you asking how to get into the farming business, and not having very good answers isn't satisfying. The ability to come back also and talk about education. How do we make sure that younger generation is equipped to handle what's a very large financial load in many cases in a successful way? Having in place also the ability to educate those younger producers to make sure that they're successful long-term, I think is an important part of what we see in this bill, and I appreciate the chance to visit with you for a few minutes.
Before we entertain questions, I just want to clarify one thing. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average age of a farmer in the United States is 57. And in the state of Missouri, according to USDA, is 56. So you are still a little younger, Brian, than the average age here. And
over the average.
Oh, no, yeah. You're way over there. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But just to clarify that, and also according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, less than 5% of all farmers are under 35 years old. So just to throw that out. And at this time, I will.